Telk English, C1. Listening Part 1. You will hear a radio program with 8 people giving their opinions on a topic. You will hear each person once. While listening, decide which statement, A to J, best matches what the speaker says. You will only need 8 of the 10 statements. Mark your answers for items 47 to 54 on answer sheet S30. You will now have 1 minute to read the statements A to J.
Welcome to this week's edition of What's Your Opinion? Today's topic is returning home after living abroad. Let's hear what some of our listeners have to say.
Number 47. I knew that spending time abroad would change me. During the entire time I was away, besides my family back home, I only kept in touch with one friend. I didn't really make any effort keeping up friendships, 'cause I figured it wouldn't make any sense anyway. What I experienced abroad in the outback of Australia is so far removed from their reality. The thing is, when you come back to the place where you grew up, you no longer have anything in common. Everybody back home simply keeps on living their regular lives, and finding shared interests and perspectives is just too tricky. I was well aware of that before I left, but it didn't really bother me too much. That's just the price you pay. Number 48.
When I was called back from Thailand for a new assignment coming up at HQ, it really felt like a step backwards. I mean, the reason I'd gone abroad wasn't to earn more money so much as to gain experience in a new environment. In Bangkok, I was branch manager and was in charge of a large team. I was really happy to get a chance to take on more responsibility and exert some autonomy. When you're abroad, you're a big fish in a small pond. Back home, the pond's much bigger. Going back to being just another cog in the machine was hard for me. As branch manager, I could decide for myself where and how to handle tasks. I had people under me, and I could steer the business accordingly, and that's no longer feasible here in London.
Number 49.
I came back from Mexico 6 months ago after I'd been there for 5 years. Moving back to head office was a step up in terms of rank and influence, but it also has its downsides, as I have a lot more stress now with numerous tight deadlines. When it comes to work-life balance, I really enjoyed my work in Mexico, although it took me a while to get used to the slower pace of life. I guess once I've been back here for a bit longer, my feeling of unease will subside as I readjust. I like living here just as much. I mean, it's actually not important where you live, but what kind of work you do and whether it fulfills you. If you ask me, the geography is secondary.
Number 50.
Speaking from personal experience, if you spend a long time abroad, when you return, things can sometimes seem alien. You might even be viewed as an outsider and no longer feel at home in your own country. This can be a particularly painful experience because you have nothing to fall back on. Abroad, if you were feeling lonely, there was always the option of returning home in the back of your mind. At home, if you suddenly experience being out of touch with your own culture, it's much more threatening, because you first have to come to terms with the fact that you probably won't find another place that feels like home. On my return, I had to go through a long process of overcoming some social hurdles, but now I can say I feel truly integrated again.
Number 51. When I came back home, I was actually convinced that it would all be smooth sailing from then on. I mean, I had worked abroad, I had mastered a foreign language, I had organised large events, and I helped implement cultural exchanges all over the world. I had basically gained a ton of experience. So I figured I'd find a job quickly and settle back in no time. But things turned out to be different to what I'd imagined, because all I really got in interviews was, "Oh, you were gone for 5 years. That's too bad." Instead of, "Great, you have experience abroad." I couldn't believe how little I benefited from my experience abroad and the skills I had gained. It was a real letdown. Number 52.
When I went to Italy, some of my friends suddenly stopped replying to my messages, while others called initially, but less and less the longer we were apart. To my surprise, there were some contacts I hadn't been that close to at first, but we slowly bonded over time on social media. What I can definitely say is it was the distance that helped me see who I had most in common with. I also found that I missed my family more than I would have thought. When I returned, I had the feeling that I'd gotten to know a lot of people better during my time away than in all the years before. Now I'm enjoying the company of my new circle of friends in my hometown and spending as much time with my family as I can.
Number 53.
Those returning from abroad very often see themselves as agents of change. You learn something abroad and then want to be able to apply it at home. Sometimes you don't even realize how illogical that approach is. When you've relocated, you keep reminding yourself of how different customs and attitudes are, and how you need to adjust your behavior to fit the norms in your new home. And once you come back, you think you have to implement what you learned and make everybody change their way of doing things. I'll admit it, I was guilty of falling into this trap as well. It caused a lot of conflicts with those who hadn't lived elsewhere, who couldn't understand what had got into me and why I was trying to force my newfound way of life onto them.
Number 54.
I've travelled back and forth between England and Hungary since my university days. But as much as I enjoy living in England, I'll probably never become a real Englishwoman. Whenever I return to Hungary, I immediately feel much more at ease. I take in the Hungarian landscapes, relish home-cooked meals, and enjoy the feeling of knowing my way around and being able to speak Hungarian. Once I've been here for a few weeks, though, I start to think, well, things could be a bit more diverse. Then I start longing for the Indian restaurants around the corner of my flat in England, and wish I could go to the cinema and see a film in English. There's probably a lot to the saying, "The grass is always greener on the other side." You always miss what you can't get. Well, there have been some interesting comments. We'd like to hear your opinion too. Ring in and let us know.
End of listening part one.